listening to the FQXI podcast.
Well, yes, those neutrinos, those subatomic particles that mildly rocked the physics world last September when the OPERA experiment in Gran Sasso, Italy, announced that they had clocked them traveling faster than the speed of light, overturning, maybe, Einstein's theory of special relativity and opening the door to time travel.
Yes, you don't sound, you sound very skeptical about that there, Brendan. You're sounding appropriately skeptical. We had to bring up the faster-than-light neutrinos now. Well, we won't have much of an opportunity again because, well, now they're going back to being called just plain old neutrinos. That's because in March, the Icarus experiment neighbouring the OPERA experiment announced contradictory results, basically saying that according to their experiments, they detected neutrinos travelling at the speed of light.
And that surprised pretty much no one. Also, don't forget that in early March, the OPERA experiment also announced that their original faster-than-light findings could have been due to faulty wiring in the experiment.
That's an embarrassing announcement that you never want to have to make. Anyway, it's fair to say that physicists were almost unanimously skeptical about the OPERA claims from day one, and I wanted to know whether that was really fair. So I asked particle physicist and Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek for his thoughts.
I'm hardly surprised, put it that way. Of course, when I first heard about it, I tried to see if it could be fit into everything else we know. And the basic answer was not very easily, to put it mildly. So that made me very skeptical.
So, you know, you said that you were very skeptical, and I think that's pretty much the reaction of most physicists at the time. But would you say that's a fair reaction in general? I mean, is that the right attitude to have in terms of the way that science progresses, or should scientists be more open to surprising experimental results? Because, you know, they could lead to new discoveries.
Well, you know, it's the old thing. You should have an open mind, but not so open that your brains fall out. I did it the honor of taking it seriously, which means trying to think of ways that it could be accommodated in the framework of everything else we know. That has two aspects. There's a zeroth aspect also, which is, this is a very difficult measurement. So it's error prone from the get-go. Now, they checked a lot of things, but, you know, if there are 153 things that could go wrong, it's not good enough to get 152 of them right. You still get the wrong answer. So that's the background. You know, if it had been a much simpler experiment with fewer moving parts and less cutting edge technology, then one would not perhaps be so critical of the experiment itself. But then there's an issue of reconciling it with other closely related experiments. So nature gets the final word. And in this particular case, nature already said quite a bit, because with minimal interpretation, there are other measurements and experiments that are closely related to the one that the OPERA experiment reported on. In particular, there were observations of neutrinos arriving from the supernova, 1987A, where the neutrinos came right on time. And whereas an effect as big as the OPERA people were reporting would correspond to about a 3 years delay, the magnitude of the discrepancy is so large that it makes you wonder. You know, if they had reported an effect that was a billion times smaller, it would have been much more plausible. But an effect as big as they reported, it was very difficult to reconcile with other experimental results. And there's a question of theory, and here I think is what you're hinting around about, which is, are our theoretical prejudices so strong that we're unwilling to consider things that violate potentially special relativity or, you know, just kind of established ideas? And I would say that the answer is absolutely not. You know, I'm thrilled to consider new ideas that challenge the basic framework. And I did in this case. So I tried to cook up little theories of how you might fit this in. But again, the difficulty was reconciling with everything else we know quantitatively and in detail. So it didn't fly.
So, you know, given all of those reasons that you've given for skepticism, were the Opera team right to announce the results when they did? They must have known the sort of skepticism there would be around it, that it was a controversial thing that they were saying. What more could they have done?
Well, they could have checked for loose cables. you know, that's pretty bad. But okay, if they really had carefully checked every aspect of the experiment, and still had a discrepancy, of course, it's legitimate to present it to the world. That would, that's fine. You do have to eventually report the results of experiments, even if you don't have a sensible interpretation of that. I don't know how it happened and who's responsible, whether it was the Opera people or some over enthusiastic reporters, or some people who, publicity hounds, whatever. I think it got out of hand, though.
Now, you know, you mentioned that of course, you are open-minded about, experimental results that could come in, shocking results that could make you kind of rethink your view of physics. So, you know, is part of you sad that, you know, it hasn't worked out that way in this case?
Well, maybe some tiny part of my lizard brain is sad about it. But, there's kind of, how should I say, physics and our view of the world, our understanding of nature has been building for centuries now. And it's gotten more beautiful and more tight in the sense of predictive power. So I'm very open to new discoveries that look like stepping stones to still more beautiful, more unified, more coherent understanding of the world. But, you know, just bizarre, nonsensical results, they don't, that make the world ugly again. If nature works that way, like she gets the final word, but I hope that doesn't happen.
That was MIT's Frank Wilczek scoffing at the thought of faster-than-light neutrinos.